All right, it's a schuss to finally start Perek Aleph of Mesil Shisharim. Hopefully we gained a lot from the Hagdama of the Chashivas of studying Musar and these in Yanim. And now we're ready to learn them and to internalize them into our lives. Just to read the title of Perek Aleph is very, very heavy. Bever Klal Chayvas Ha'adam Baylamo. To explain the klal of man's obligation in his world, man's duty in this world, what our purpose of life really is. That's the title of Perek Aleph. What is the purpose of life? Why am I living? What should I be doing in this world? Chovos Adam Balama. It should be the most asked question that one asks himself. Unfortunately, I believe deeply that too many people live through this life and hardly ask this question, and some never ask this question. We often live through life mechanically out of rote, and we just live one day to the next doing some of what we're doing is very good, some of what we're doing is very meaningless. Without understanding that foundation of Chovos Adam Balamo, without thinking about what purpose in this world is, so we're leaving it completely to chance of whether we live a meaningful life. In order to live a meaningful, purposeful life, in order to fulfill our purpose of why we're placed in this world, we have to understand what that purpose is. Otherwise, we're just basically tossing a dice of whether we're doing what we're supposed to be doing or just doing. And therefore, first and foremost, before we start working on ourselves in Zahirus and Zrizus and all the steps that were quoted in the Brisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yair in the end of the Akdama, first we have to understand Chovos Adam Balamo. Now, the Ramchal starts the Sefer with four words, which in my copy, the Rosh Yitevos are bolded. I don't know in your copy, but there's a reason he starts with these four words. He says, Yisoid HaChasidus V'Shoresh HaAvoda, the foundation of saintliness, to be a pious individual, and the shoresh of ha'avoda tmimahu, the shoresh, the source, the foundation of being, having complete avoda, completely serving God in this world properly, in a complete way, is the following. We'll get to in a second. But listen to how he starts. Why those words? Yisod ha'chasidus v'shoresh ha'avoda. What do you see, guys? Rosh Yitevos shem havaya. He starts b'shem Hashem. That everything has to be based on Hashem. Everything that he's going to talk about is based on Hashem. And sometimes there are sources and it's clear how it comes from Chazal. And sometimes he doesn't say it explicitly, but it's based on the Ramchal's knowledge of Chazal. Anything, I learned this many years ago from Rav Meir Tversky or Rashiv and YU, is that anything that's meaningful that you could say over, that has any foundation and any real substance to it, has to be based on Torah, because only that which is meaningful in this world is based on Torah. That's why it's interesting when you read, and I'm sure some of you might have heard this before, but you open up a Perkei Avos. And what's Perkei Avos? How do you translate Perkei Avos? How's that in English? What is Perkei Avos? Ethics of our fathers, right? Morals, lessons. In reality, that's a very poor translation of the words Perkei Avos. Perkei is just chapters, right? But the English translation is giving a little depth and essence to what the Sefer is about, teaching us how to live our daily lives, our morals, our ethics, our character traits. And you open up the first Mishnah, and what's the first Mishnah start? Moshe Kibbul Torah Mesinai, Umosra Lishua, Yeshua Zakenim, a history lesson of the lineage and the giving over the Torah, our Mesorah. Why is that important in Pirkei Avos? That doesn't sound like something that should be there. That has to do with our morals and our ethics, and the answer is that many Mefarshim point out, yes, our morals and our ethics are not subjective like the rest of the world and change with time and place. We have an objective set of morals and ethics based on Torah, based on the Mesorah of Torah. Everything that's meaningful is based on Torah. And the Ramchal saying everything that's meaningful in my words is Yudke Vavke, is Shema Vaya, is Hoya Hoya Vavye, is the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is based on the Torah that Rabbeinu Shalom has given us. Now it's interesting. Just on those four words, Yisod HaChasidus v'Shor Shavodah. He starts out with Yisod HaChasidus, the foundation of Chasidus. If you look back in the end of the Akdama, Chasidus was one of the levels of growth that he's basing the Sefer upon, right? One of the madregos was chassidus. Towards the higher levels. Zahiris, to Zrizas, to Nakias, to Precious, to Tahara, to chassidus, right? What did he say in the end of the Akdama? He's going to be Mesudr Lefi Hadracha Mr. Echaz Ben Liknos or something. That he's setting up the Sefer step by step in the order that we need to achieve Shleimus and Avodis Hashem. Starting from Zahiris and then Zrizas. Chassidus is way up there, right? Isn't it strange? What's the question? Isn't it strange that he starts out the Sefer than Yesod HaChassidus? Why am I starting Yesod HaChassidus? I heard this question originally from Rav Nevinson. For you guys who are B'nai Netivarye. Later I read the same question in a Sefer She'ifus by Rav Yitzchok Hershkovitz. Was one of the Rebbe where I daven, Rabbi Spiegel, his son-in-law, Yitzchok Hershkovitz, is a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Mechaber, many Svarim, big Talmud Chacham, very special person. They both asked, why does the Ramchal start with Yesod HaChassidus? If he himself says, I'm going to go B'Seder. And they both answered the same way. He says, and it's very important, listen closely, guys. Vada, for sure, certainly, when one works on himself, when one works on oneself, we have to work step by step. We can't jump steps, and we can't say suddenly, one day I'm learning a half hour a day, and tomorrow I'm going to learn 10 hours a day. And one day I'm only going to Minyan Shachris, and suddenly I'm davening three times a day, every single day, or whatever it might be. Meaning, in our life, we have to work slowly, step by step, and make sure that the progress is real, and the growth is who I am and what I want to do with myself. Because if not, we're going to very quickly fall off that cliff that we climbed up, right? It has to be steady growth. We've spoken about this before. However, and that's the order of the Mesil Sharm. That's what the Mesil Sharm is saying in his Zahiris, his Rizus, the way of progress according to that Brisa. However, the initial goal and aspiration has to be for godless. Meaning what? When I actually work on myself step by step, but I know from the beginning, who do I want to become? I want to become great. I have to dream big. I want to be a big Talmud Chacham. I want to be a big Eved Hashem. I want to reach very high levels, very big plateaus in life. My goals have to be greatness. The way I work on myself and when I'm going to get there, it's going to be step by step and it's going to take time. But initially, right away, Yesod HaChassidus, I'm thinking. How am I going to get to Chassidus? And then, slowly, I work on it and I get there. That's one of the reasons, by the way, why it's so important to have Rabbeim and be surrounded by tzaddikim and role models who you can aspire to be like and you can have grand aspirations when you're not around such people. So we don't have these aspirations of greatness, of Yesod HaChassidus right away. You know, it's appropriate for this time of the year where it's still Bimei Chanukah. You see the aspirations of the Chashmonaim, what they wanted to do, seemingly above nature, l'malam min ha-teva. They wanted to accomplish it, and they did accomplish it. When you have grand aspirations and dreams, eventually you can accomplish that. You're only going to grow to who you want to become. If your aspirations and your dreams are lower, you're not going to get bigger than that. So Yesod HaChassidus. Let's read a little bit. Here we go. So excited. You know, I have no idea how many times I've learned Perek Aleph from Seel Shasharim. Perek Aleph from Seel Shasharim, you can learn over and over, every week, every day, to remember and put us back in the mindset of Chovas Adam Balamo. Every time I start over, it's chizik for me personally. It's a chus to be able to learn this together with you guys. Yesod HaChassidus v'shoresh avodat tmimahu, the foundation of saintliness and the root of complete avoda, complete service of God, is first of all sheyizbarer. It should be clear, v'yisameis and truthful, and you have to believe it. Eitzel adam machovazo belamo. You have to know what is your purpose in this world. What is our duty in this world? Without that, how could I reach pure avodas Hashem? How could I reach chassidus? I have to know what my goal is in order to create goals. Ulamat sarich shiyasim mabato umegamasol and where I should place my visions and my aspirations, what I should be yearning for. B'chol asher u'amel, in everything that I toil, kol yemei chayov, all the days of one's life. The Ramchal here is already hinting to something grand. You know where my aspirations have to be. You know where my vision has to be. You know where my yearning has to be. My goals have to be. They have to be something that can be an omel kol yimei chayav. It can't be that my whole goal, my aspiration, is something I can accomplish by the time I'm 20 or 25 or 30. It has to be much bigger. It has to be something that entertains my entire life. It's a lifelong pursuit. Because only then is it a meaningful purpose of life. Otherwise what? And we find this, lo aleinu. There's a book I once read a long time ago. It's a very worthwhile read. Season of Life. It was written by a guy, Jeffrey Marks, who spent a season with a high school football team. And the high school football team is coached by this guy, Joe. I forget his last name right now. It's eluding me. He was a ex-Baltimore Colt. You guys know that the Colts originally were in Baltimore? He was a lineman. Big guy. And then he became, after he finished his NFL career, he became a little more religious, and he became, I don't know, a bishop, a priest, something in the church. And he coached football. And this author spent a year with this high school football team. And this coach taught more about life than about football. It's an amazing read. And very much of the values are Jewish values. Again, his whole goal of the book is to explain how important and how the essence of life is empathy and caring for others. So he has the whole Bein Adam L'Chaveiro part. He's just lacking the Bein Adam L'Malkum part a little bit. But we obviously understand that, and you take it for what it's worth, and you take from that, and you supplement it for what else we know. But he goes at one point in the book, he talks about the three lies of manhood. And he talks about how as youth, the goal of a young boy is all about, and again, we're stereotyping, he's stereotyping, but all about athletic success. I want to be great on the basketball court, on the hockey court. I want to be captain of the football team. I want to win a championship. And then you get a little bit older and you graduate out of that and realize it's not as important as I thought. You might reach those goals and wake up and say, what now? I'm a champion, now what? There has to be way more to life. So you just, and you maneuver into life comes about pursuit of the opposite sex. And it's all about that relationship. And ultimately, you realize that that's very important, but it's all about one special relationship, and you get married, and you progress in that, but realize there has to be more to life, and more goals, more aspirations. And one, and again, he's stereotyping and not necessarily talking in our world, and you move on to the goal and aspiration is financial success. And having all the luxuries in the world. But you can achieve that. And you're 35 years old and you're a millionaire. And now what? Now what? Meaning what? He's trying to show. And he shows it in different ways. Not just the way I just focused on. But all of these goals and aspirations and visions of life are for the moment. And that can't be our grand goal, our grand aspiration. Again, he then focuses upon empathy and care for others, which could be a lifelong goal, and that's definitely something we agree with and true. We have much more than that as well. But true chayvas adam b'lamo, true purpose of life, has to be something that we're amol kol yimei chayav. Something that takes up our entire life. It's a life pursuit. It's a life goal. That's what the Ramchal is telling us over here. That's what the Ramchal is telling us. So when we think about what it is that we have to pursue in life, it has to be something that can capture our life. Now, it can grow with life. It's an overall goal that has details to it, how we get there, and those are constantly changing. But let's be real. For example, the pursuit of becoming a Talmud Chacham is a lifelong pursuit. Are we ever going to have enough time in the day, enough time in our life to master this whole wall that you guys are looking at right now of Svarim? And do we realize every time we learn over and over in Parsha, there's more to learn and more to grow? Because all of that is developing a relationship with Hashem. And ultimately we realize in life that relationship with Hashem can always be built upon. There's so much in our religion which is pursuits for life. But we have to have one overall goal, one overall pursuit. What is that? That could be Amal Kol Yimei Chayav. Let's read a little bit more. In the next line, we're going to just read now. I'm going to have to spend time a little bit now, but more so next week, on developing, because it will take too long at this point in our shir. What Chazal has taught us, that the purpose of life, man was created only to find pleasure with Hashem and to benefit from the splendor of His Shechina. Wow. You know what the Rambam just said? Purpose of life is to gain pleasure. Pleasure from Hashem. Shezehu atanik hamiti. This is pleasure from Hashem. Pleasure in Torah mitzvot. Pleasure in our relationship with Hashem. Is the ultimate pleasure. Is the most joyous, truthful joy. V'idun agadon, the greatest pleasure. Mekol ha'idununim shechol limate. From all the pleasures you're able to find. Now we don't have now, today, we're going to have to wait for next week to explain why and how the Ramchal gets to that point. That's the purpose of life, is to get pleasure from Hashem. And we also have to explain how you gain that pleasure. Really the Ramchal explains that more in depth in his Sefer Derech Hashem, which we'll have to explain outside next week. But let's just focus on two points right now. First of all, it's an amazing idea that the purpose of life is to gain pleasure. That's why we are such pleasure seekers. We all want pleasure. Unfortunately, many of us are searching for it in all the wrong places. And we're giving in to very small level pleasures, instant gratification that lasts for the moment and gone the next and leaves us at states of misery, as opposed to finding a Eden HaGodol Atanag Amiti, which can be a everlasting, continuous pleasure, which is that pleasure with Hashem, which is the ultimate pleasure. We look at life as one big drug, and we're running after the drug, and whether the drug's an actual drug, or the drug is sports, or the drug is women, or the drug is a TV show, or the drug is money, or whatever that drug is, it's a drug which makes us feel good for the moment, and it's gone the next. That can't be the Eden HaGadol, the pleasure, the Taneg Amiti, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel, that we can feel always. Closeness to Hashem can be constant, can be consistent, it can be every moment. It's an amazing thing that Ramchal just said. And again, we didn't explain the background yet, but it's an amazing thing. Ramchal just told us, purpose of life is to gain pleasure, to feel good. It's amazing, to be besimcha. The question is, how does one really find that simcha? Constant, consistent. That's kol yimei chayav. That's every moment. It's not something that you get for the moment, gone the next. That can't be what he calls tanik hamiti. Truthful, consistent, constant. So we have to discuss, what is this tanik hamiti? We have to discuss how one gets there. Why the Ramchal went here? How did he know this? That's the purpose of life? It's a beautiful thing. It's awesome. And we have to discuss why Torah mitzvahs is going to be that, obviously. Why that relation with Hashem. So we have a lot to stay tuned for, Mitzvah Hashem. We will continue with this next week, guys. Okay.